the rhododendron. I guess maybe I'd seen so much rhododendron before I saw the ash, because I saw the rhododendron every summer. See, my sister lived up there, and I used to go up there and visit her nearly every summer.
Does that grow down here at all?
Rhododendron? No, it has to have. It's supposed to have about 3,000 feet to grow naturally, and ash is too. But you can plant it, and it'll grow, because there were a couple of ash trees at one of the motels out there on the road going to Black Mountain that would have berries on them. But they weren't wild trees, I don't imagine. I imagine the trees they got from a nursery somewhere and planted them out there.
We talked a little earlier about the house. Do you ever have boards on the house, the outside?
Outside was clapboard, just that's the way it was built. It was a wooden structure.
And what did they call those?
Clapboards? I don't know.
And on the house, the part of the thing that would run around to carry off the water.
The gutters.
And the top of the house you'd be up on the...
It was just a roof.
Yes, ma'am. And
we didn't have anything. Now, they have a widow's watch over there on the tower up on Sutherland Hall.
And doesn't like the New England houses they have sometime?
Look, tack tower up on the top, and they said that you used to be able to go up there and walk around on that little, and you could see the boats going up and down the river. But there are too many trees and houses between that and the river now. Houses used to be built like that, and people could go up there and see the workmen all out in the fields. The Capitol down at Cahaba had a tower on it like that.
You mentioned having cows and so forth. Where did the man who helped, where did he build the cows? He usually built them
in the barn. We had had stalls built in the barn, fixed in the barn.
Did he ever have a place? Go ahead. Sorry.
And we had one cow that would kick, she kicked the bucket over and had a rod to put through in front of her leg so she couldn't kick the bucket over. She was a good milk cow. She was just as gentle as she could be, but boy, she would kick. She was a kicker. So one stall was where she was always milked. I don't ever remember but the one cow that had to be put in that stall. And then we had feed, followed by hulls and cottonseed meal and all the had feed bins built in the barn.
What would you store? Did you all grow corn in your garden?
Mm-hmm.
What would you store that? You have a special place to store that?
I don't remember that we used that for feed. I don't remember. We used that to eat. We just had a vegetable garden for eating. We didn't raise food for the cows. Papa bought all the food for the stock we had.
Did you have a place outside the barn where you fenced in that the cows?
Yeah, we had a pasture. Not a lot. Then Papa owned some acreage. And they take the cows out there to the pasture. Sonny and Rocket have a big time taking the cows and going back late in the afternoon and bringing them in.
I guess so.
Time enough to be milked. They ride their ponies.
Your riding horses, were they mostly mares, or were they female horses, or?
My favorite was a mare. I tried to get her to plow the garden one time, and she wouldn't do it, and Papa went out there and whipped her. And I got mad about it. So I went out there and led her. The nigger man held the plow and I led the horse. She was insulted to have to pull a plow. She was the sweetest horse. She was a good saddle horse, and we drove her to the buggy. One time I was driving, Papa bought a race horse. He